hopefully prompt a few memories of the Welwyn Craftworkers Guild.
Because we've been in the district since 1968, and I expect we looked into Garden City and see what clubs and things were around and thought, this just sounds like us. And probably that's when we joined it. I don't remember exactly. Yes, I think so. As I say, it's a long time to remember exactly what we did, because the same thing went on, you know, year after year. And they had the annual exhibition, which was good.
Where was the exhibition held?
It was always, in our time, it was always held in the college hall and shared with the art club. And until it closed, in fact. Well, there was a monthly meeting and we had talks, yes, and all sorts of things. We have done things like demonstrations at Mill Green. We had an exhibition once, and there's somebody was demonstrating raku pottery firing down there with bonfires and quite exciting things. I think we did have occasional visits, but not that many. Mostly it was people talking about the sort of work they did and with showing examples, demonstrations, and, you know, at the monthly meetings. Can't remember offhand whether there was anything else that we did. No, people were busy doing their own thing, of course, because that was the nature of the guild. And sometimes one of them would give a talk about their particular craft, you know, or we had other people in to talk about it. It was always run by a committee, elected.
So can you describe what the officers were, or what their titles were?
The master, generally the master was someone who was fairly expert. I mean, they didn't have to be professional members, but some, they would usually amateurs, so there may have been one or two professionals, but they were amateurs of a very good standard. But we did also have lay members. I mean, presumably spouses of some of the active members would often have been lay members as well, who were interested rather than participating and practising craftsmen. But most of them were practising craftsmen because that was why they were interested in the guild, obviously. And some of them were very good. It probably was unusual when it started, because it was only really about that time that there was a growing interest in the crafts, in preserving the old skills of craftsmen who were dying out, in fact, a good many of them. But the interest in the guild, I think, was very much influenced by the desire to keep these crafts going. I've had a go at lots of things, actually. But the one I ended up with as being most suited to my skills was bookbinding, which was a sort of mixture of artistic endeavour and manual skill. It was the right balance for me, you know. It suited me.
And your husband was, what was he?
Well, he was an engineer. No, he liked woodwork. He was pretty good at it, but he wasn't top craftsman standard at wood carving or anything like that. But he was pretty good with wood, you know, with manufacturing. He made this furniture and tables and chairs and that bench and so on. And in fact, he made some things and I upholstered them, you know, because that was another of my activities at one time. But no, he didn't pretend to be a top-notch craftsman, but as an engineer, he understood and liked tools. In fact, he used to make tools for other craftsmen sometimes, because he enjoyed tools and he was interested in them and so on. So yes, he has made tools for other members of the guild. We didn't advertise ourselves, no. I mean, the exhibitions were usually sufficient to alert people to our existence. And of course the monthly meetings were, I suppose, probably advertised in council literature. I'm not sure about that, because they did used to sometimes list clubs as the meetings that were going on, didn't they?
Yes.
And that's generally how people came to know about us anyway. They came, they see those art club exhibition and a craft exhibition on, and they'd come in and walk through, and so they'd sometimes ask about, you know, how to join and what we did and so on. Latterly, they were held at the library. They had a meeting room upstairs at the Dorothy Hess room. Yes, that's right. Latterly, that's where they held them. I'm just trying to remember where they held them before that. Can't remember. There were other places before the library was built, obviously, but I can't remember where they were. Oh, yes, it was only by subscription, yes. I can't even remember what they were. I think the membership fees covered the meetings, you know, the hire of the room and speakers for the meetings. I don't know what the arrangement for the... I mean, the ones who appeared as sort of illustrated pages in the members' roll were not every member. Obviously, only the craft members. Yes, I think about 1990, yes. Because we couldn't get members to volunteer or be pushed to become officers. And so it was obviously a feeling that perhaps it had, you know, served its purpose. And oh, yes, well, 50 years, certainly. Did it start in the 20 years? 50 years, yes. I mean, during the time when the Garden City was really growing, I suppose that was when it was at its strongest. But I was rather glad that there was still some of the stuff left in and around the Garden City, you know, people to appreciate.